today on this program, the mayor lost it. And
did he ever?
Just in case you missed it, we'll play that for you just after 6 o'clock. We're just kind of working on some things. We've got a woman who has requested that we help her raise money to buy some new boobs. We'll enlist the help of the Shea Nation to see if that's a good idea or not. What else do we have? We're thinking about doing, tasteless Halloween costumes.
Well, it happens every year. Just depends on what's in the news or something like that. Somebody comes up with something that's just...
Well, I think for a lot of adults, I mean, if you're going to have fun on Halloween, it's a tasteless costume party. I mean, it's not for kids.
Yeah, kind of dark humor.
You go dark, my brother used to be really great at that. He would, he actually made this headless man costume once that he would carry the head in his hand, and he had a straw coming out of the head that was in his hand, and he would go around, and while he's talking to people, he would steal their drinks because he had the straw set up in his mouth, which you couldn't see because that looked like the neck
clever.
Of the costume. Yeah,
I like that.
So he would just get hammered, and people would wonder where their drinks went.
Well, that's really clever. I like that.
Yeah, a little ambitious, but yeah.
Yeah. You guys were joking about the Oscar Pistorius.
That'd be a good costume.
Yeah. Or, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Then you started thinking about...
the work that would be involved.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of work involved in that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you need a lathe.
Yeah.
To carve out the blades.
Yeah.
That new prosthetic he's got.
I was just thinking the same thing, Woody, for sure.
What he was really thinking and about. He's putting a lot of thought into it.
You couldn't sneak up on people going down the street either. You know, you make a sound, right?
Oscar Pistorius just sentenced to 5 years in jail. Yeah. What would happen if he was escaping from jail? What would that be like?
Imagine?
He's getting away!
Get him! Be like the OJ chase, you know? Different version.
Yes, a little different.
Only it takes up more airtime on CNN.
How would they handle that, right? Can you imagine Fox News handling that, baby?
Oh, my God.
Yes, he did get 5 years this week.
Yes, he got five.
We're on top of everything here.
Mm-hmm. So there would be a tasteless costume, but Woody says, too much work.
Yeah.
Got to go with something easier.
Like what? You know?
I got a hazmat suit.
Yeah.
For our little costume party.
He goes Justin Bieber.
What did you pay for that, by the way?
I'm sorry.
I know.
You said Justin Bieber. You're not allowed to mention Bieber unless we have the alert system.
Yeah.
What did I pay for what?
The hazmat suit.
The hazmat.
$40.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You sucker.
Well, I know that's a lot of money for you, Randall.
You want to believe it.
Cheap bastard.
I can't believe it. You paid $40 for that?
I did.
Have you not heard of yellow garbage bags?
Well, I didn't. You don't know what the costume is like, right?
No,
until you pull it out of the bag. It wasn't quite as good as I pictured. But I figure it takes care of Breaking Bad. It takes care of The Walking Dead. It takes care of Despicable Me for the kids. And now Ebola. I mean, I'm covered however you want to see it.
You certainly are. Nice.
As my wife said, she was telling somebody, Doc's going as a hazmat.
Has been.
It's 5:43 on the Doc and Woody Radio Show.